Hello there. I hope you're well. I hope this finds you winning. I hope everything is going your way. And if it isn't, that you use what is already inside of you to change and pivot. So we all have that ability. So it's all inbuilt and we just have to tap into the inner reservoir, the well that we have. So today I'm hopping on the air after some time because I've been making a lot of videos recently, but I know that I have a listenership here and there are people who want to hear the podcast as well. So I have a thought, and it's all about people and people, how they come into our lives. Sometimes we feel people have toxic natures and they come into our lives. Some impact us positively, some impact us negatively, but they do impact us anyway. Some people come into our life for a reason, season, a lifetime. Some people teach us, and some people teach us a lesson. See, I know it simplifies relationships, it simplifies people coming into our lives basically, and reasons and why things happen, and trying to sort of find an objective why things happen, and trying to find a reason, a raison d'etre. The reason for something to happen, the causes and the effects. If we simplify this down to this process, this idea, this concept, some people come for a reason, some people for a season, some for a lifetime, and some come to teach us, and some come to teach us a lesson. So these categories can help us to understand and assess living. We can assess why certain people come into our lives and some people just go. And some people come in, may seem like a negative thing that has been done, some kind of negative outcome. But at the same time, that's when you look into yourself and say, well, they came into my life to teach me a lesson. So we learn our lessons and we earn our lessons. Remember this, we learn our lessons and we earn our lessons. If we can understand the reasons behind why people come into our lives and understand that even negative people, toxic people, they come into our lives to teach us a lesson. There's three types of people. There are the sleepers, keepers, and the weepers. And this is a term that I've coined. The sleepers, well, they come into our lives and they're there. We don't know what they're going to become, really. But we do know that friendship and relationships are tested under duress. And once we realize that, we know who is to be put where. So for example, say there's a catastrophic event such as an accident, something like that happens, and people we thought were our colleagues or our friends or whatever, we thought that they were supporting us, and then guess what? This is a scenario. They never called us. They were too busy. We called them from the hospital bed. And we say to them, hey, how are you? And they say, well, oh, I heard something bad happened to you. And they just want to cut off the phone call very quickly. It might seem an extreme example, but it has happened. Not to me, but it has happened. So what I'm trying to say and what I'm suggesting with the greatest respect for who you are is this. Sleepers, keepers, and then now you're going to wonder what a weeper is. Well, a weeper is all those people that came into your life and then they realized that you're achieving, you're doing well, you're emotionally stable, your personal life is clear, you're doing well, there's positivity, energy, and good stuff going on, and they're weeping now because, well, they're not keeping you, they're not there, they weren't there when you needed them. So realizing that some people come for a reason, a season, a lifetime ones are the keepers, of course, right? And some people come to teach us, the teachers that come teach us. Spiritual masters, for example, educators, they teach us. Some people teach us a lesson. They teach us a lesson that we learn from. We get scars and we learn and we can move forward. So if you categorize into these five categories, you'll realize life comes in different forms. People come in different forms. People have different personalities that they bring to bear. And from that perspective, if we can introspect and look within and understand and assess that what kind of relationships we have, what kind of people are in our lives, then we can have a greater and clearer understanding. And we don't get so caught up in the negativity and the web of negativity. Thank you so much. Have a great day, evening, night, whenever you listen to this, and keep on winning.